WHUS-FM Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 on your dial, radio for the people. And this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We got a couple hours of great jazz music up ahead of you. And we're going to go with a little edgier twist tonight. We're going to start out with some Dave Holland. Thank you. Yeah, Dave Holland from his landmark album, Conference of the Birds. Let's see, that was released back in 1973, and that featured Anthony Braxton doing a really fine job on soprano sax. Sam Rivers on tenor, I believe, on that one. And Barry Altschul on percussion, along with the great Dave Holland on bass. Back in 1973, when I remember hearing that back then, really kind of opened my mind to the more out there area of jazz music. And since then, I kind of dabbled in it. Usually in this show, we kind of stay straight ahead, but we're going to kind of stretch things out and hit that kind of beyond of the name of my show, jazzandbeyond.com. So we're going to go out there a little bit. One who started it all was the great Ornette Coleman. We'll be right back. Yeah. Woo. Eric Dolphy from his album Out There, recorded back in 1960. Interesting cast of characters on this. Eric Dolphy, on that one, he was playing flute. Ron Carter on cello, not bass, but cello. George Duvivier on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. And I'm telling you, that combination cello and bass just was an excellent background for Eric Dolphy's great playing on top of that. Of course, Roy Haynes, as always, laying it down. Out There is the name of that album, Eric Dolphy. You heard the track called 17 West. Before that, we heard from Ornette Coleman, another great champion of the avant-garde movement in jazz. Name of that album, again, a landmark album called The Shape of Jazz to Come. And that features Ornette Coleman with his very, very hot ensemble of those days. That was back in 1959, by the way. And you heard Ornette Coleman on alto, Don Cherry on cornet, and just the great, great rhythm section of Charlie Hayden on bass and Billy Higgins on drums. Really a landmark album, The Shape of Jazz to Come. And you heard the track called Chronology. Just occurred to me, we've heard, lost count, three or four tracks today. None of them had a piano. We're kind of doing a show that kind of is a little bit more edgier than what you may be used to hearing here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. But definitely, at least that last track had a great groove to it. We're going to move on now with more contemporary artists that are carrying on the tradition of this movement in jazz, the kind of edgier stuff, the avant-garde stuff. And there's a group of musicians out there who I've been listening to lately and really digging it. I'll mention their names now, then we'll get into the music. Reza Bassi on guitar is the leader for this one, but also great players like Vijay Iyer on piano and Rudresh Mahanthappa on alto sax, and some more on that. We'll get into who's the track listings and so forth after this next set. We're going to hear a couple, one from Reza Bassi, and then we're going to follow that with another great young tenor sax player. His name's Noah Preminger. We'll hear a couple from him, and then when I get back on mic, you'll learn more about those great artists. But let's get started with Reza Bassi. Thank you. That was Noah Preminger from his debut album, Dry Bridge Road. And we heard two tracks from that. We heard, start out, a beautiful, beautiful kind of ballad-like thing called A Dream. And that followed by Today Is Okay. Yeah, from what I understand, it's not really all okay for Noah, but hope he's on the mend, feeling better. We wish him well. And Noah Preminger, as I said, great young tenor sax player. On that album, along with Noah playing tenor sax, is Russ Johnson on trumpet, Ben Monder on guitar, Frank Kimbrough on piano, John Herbert on bass, and Ted Poor on drums. I think on that last track, we did not hear Frank Kimbrough, but he makes some amazing contributions to that album, as do all the soloists. Find that album to be quite interesting. Definitely recommend picking that one up. All right, we're kind of doing a edgy show tonight, In the Groove, On the Edge show tonight. One of our favorite artists who unfortunately passed away some time ago at a very young age, Thomas Chapin, grew up here in the Manchester, Connecticut area. Definitely made a mark for himself in jazz. Starting out here in the Hartford area, moving on to New York City, just a very talented and gifted performer, sax player, composer. And we're going to hear something from Thomas Chapin now. This is from an album called Nightbird Song.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. That is Mario Pavone from the his album called Orange. And this is the Mario Pavone Quintet. That features Tony Malaby on tenor sax, Steve Bernstein on trumpet, Peter Madsen on piano, Gerald Cleaver on drums, and of course, the great Mario Pavone on bass. Mario playing in the Hartford area quite often, as kind of made his home here and continues to perform here and around the world. And Mario Pavone perhaps got his claim to fame playing along with Thomas Chapin in the Thomas Chapin Trio. And that's who you heard before the last track from Mario. We heard from Thomas Chapin from the album Nightbird Song. We heard Tweeter's Little Adventures. And definitely Thomas Chapin showing just amazing chops on his alto sax on that one. Man, that was very, very hot. And, of course, the Thomas Chapin Trio consists of Thomas Chapin on alto sax, flute, and sometimes picking up soprano as well. And let's see, also, Mario Pavone on bass and Michael Sarin on drums. Thomas Chapin, unfortunately, passed away at age 40 from leukemia. Definitely a great loss to the jazz world. All right, time now is 7:53. This is WHUS, and we're kind of going out there. But I'm about to kind of rein it back in. And strangely enough, I'm going to rein it back in with some Cecil Taylor, who is a very far out there innovator on piano in the avant-garde movement in jazz from back in the 60s. But he did an album called New York City R&B, and I'm going to play a kind of straight-ahead blues track, but you'll definitely hear Cecil Taylor's influence, as he definitely contributes in his style, his own unique way of playing piano. So we're going to hear something called Things Ain't What They Used to Be from Cecil Taylor.
Thank you.
Smokin', that was Joe Lovano from his latest release called Folk Art. We saw that group in Newport this year, actually. Heard the track called Eterno, and that features Joe Lovano on tenor. James Weedman on piano, Esperanza Spalding. Surprised to see Esperanza Spalding in that setting. On bass, Otis Brown on drums, and there's two drummers in that group. Francisco Mela also on drums on that album. And a fine album it is, Folk Art from Joe Lovano. Before that, we heard from Cecil Taylor, really one of the innovators in the kind of avant-garde movement on piano. And that is, but that was kind of a straight-ahead blues track, so I really dug that. And that is from the album called New York City R&B. And we heard the cut, Things Ain't What They Used to Be. All right, time now is 8:13. This is WHUS, and you're listening.